You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, it's been the summertime show. Here it's pre-4th of July on July 3rd, and I want to talk about my summertime stuff. And how do I know, first of all, that it's the 4th of July? Well, I know because at 8:45, I tried to reach a client that I can always reach at 8:45, and he didn't pick up the phone. He hasn't called back all day. Wonder where he might be. Then at 9:30, I had a scheduled conference call, called the guy. We had a great talk, lots of stuff. We're going to meet next week. Hopefully down here, he's going to come in town and we're going to do some apartment development work. Think we might have a deal cooking. Called him back at 9:45 because I forgot some. Didn't pick up, although this guy, at least he emailed me back saying we'll talk on Monday. Then I emailed one of my big clients asking them what's going on. They emailed me back, hey, Jim, all I got's my iPad. I'm in Aspen. Talk to you in 2 weeks. You know, so, it's during times like this. It's tough. The traffic's different. The work pattern's different. So you just got to take it easy and relax. I decided, hey, I'm going to go to lunch with Larry's in, and, man, we had a great time. So just be like my sports car. Gear down and just relax because it's summertime. You know, other ways that I know it's summer is, and this will tell you all you really need to know about me, I keep debating on what day I should wash my car. I just gave in and went up to Warren Henry and got him to wash it for me for free. So that also, I guess, tells you all about me. Another way you know it's summertime is that they're having all-star voting. And this year, you, if you're listening to me, you got to go to MLB.com or Marlins.com and you got to vote for Giancarlo Stanton. The guy is a beast. The guy is hitting over 300, leads the league in home runs, up there in RBIs. And while you're there, vote for Hits McGee. Casey McGee's been killing it. He did it again last night. Guy's probably got the highest batting average with runners in scoring position, I think, of anybody in baseball. And then he's also got one of the best fielding percentages, and he's just been the star. He's been the reason probably why Giancarlo Stanton's doing well, because you can't pitch around Giancarlo because then you've got Hits McGee. You know, you heard Larry talking about he knows it's summer because all the flashers go on in the speed lane and everybody goes 10 miles an hour on I-95. What he forgot to add in is that person's probably from out of town or certainly from outside of the Tri-County area, and they're just gawking and just don't know how to drive. They don't know the pattern on where they're going or how they're getting there. And, you know, to me, the number one way you know that it's summertime in South Florida is you get that condensation on your windows. No matter how clean you keep your windows at your house, you turn on the AC at night, the condensation builds up, the water's on your windows, and there it is, the great job you did cleaning your windows. Well, that's all over. And, you know, these confused drivers, the windows, the driving in the rain, these are all signs that it's in summer. If you look at me looking quizzically at my car, it's because I'm trying to figure out if I should wash it. You know that it's summertime. The number one way that I know that it's summertime is I'm sitting on my balcony and the fireworks are going off in downtown Miami. Watch my Twitter feed and my Facebook feed for the photos from the Sky Palace in downtown Miami, where I've got a clean view of at least 50 or 60 fireworks displays. Although as they build out Edgewater, those displays will get cut down as to the south. I won't be able to see as many. But to the north, I can see them all the way up to downtown Fort Lauderdale and beyond. I see all the ones on Miami Beach, Opa-locka, and everywhere. I see them everywhere. Another way I know it's the summertime is they're having the basketball free agency period. And yeah, I'm not really that worried. If LeBron signs and the guys re-up and they recast the team, boy, I'm thrilled. And you know what? If by chance LeBron should leave, well, I'll be disappointed that he left, but I'll be thrilled that we had him for this amount of time. The value that he's brought to my seats in the arena are incredible. The times that I've had with the folks that regularly sit around me for 20 years at the arena in my season ticket seats have been just great. I mean, you can even look on my Twitter feed and see the photo I got with Adam Silver. He was just amazing, for the record. But you know, even if they leave, I'll be happy that we had the 4 years. I'll be disappointed, but we'll also have more cap space than any other team in the NBA. And one guy I trust is Pat Riley. He can have the keys to just about anything in this town. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Other things that tell you that it's summer, those puddles. Man, you come up on those puddles and you could lose your entire car. Certainly bust an axle. The word I said was axle. Oscar axle. Axle. You can bust an axle in one of those puddles. So be careful when you do that. And, oh, by the way, don't go out of your way to drive around and go crazy. Just go slow. Watch what's going on and be the best neighbor you can be in these tough rainstorms and everything else. And I almost forgot my favorite comment during the summertime. And again, watch my Twitter feed and Facebook for this, is the end of the world. You can literally see the end of the world coming at least once or twice a week, if not once or twice a day sometimes during the summer down here in Miami. And one other thing that I forgot to mention is when my thermometer in the car hits 100. Hasn't done it yet because I've been lucky enough to find those covered parking spots, but I'm sure it's going to happen in the next couple of days. Oscar, how much more time do I have? I got 100 of these. Oscar.
You got about a minute and a half.
All right, I got a minute and a half. Well, in a minute and a half, I'll just tease everybody and say we'll have more of those on the next show. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have Bill Talbot. He's the chairman of the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce. So we're going to ask him what his favorite tips are that it's summertime. And for him, I'm hoping it's cash registers ringing is his favorite part of summertime. But we've had a great day here on Freedom Business. I want to thank our sponsors. We'll start off with Larry's Inn and Warren Henry Automotive. They've made us part of our family for over 20 years, and I hope that you become part of the Warren Henry Automotive family too. The family over at UHealth, the word today is going to be family. The folks at UHealth, they take care of my wife. They take care of me. It's absolutely gold-plated health care from the top brand here in South Florida for medical care, UHealth. I want to thank the NFL alumni, the Caring for Kids. They got their bowling thing going on. You can hear about that. Call my buddy Howard Fabian for the NFL alumni bowling, the Miami Dolphins. Oh, man, I can't wait. You heard Larry getting all geeked up for them, and I was singing that, but it was a song I was using was the Miami Marlins. Dive right in. Man, I was there this weekend. I had a great time. Almost got a foul ball. Lawrence Kids, Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and Publix, Magnum Energy Solutions. But the most important person on this show is you. That's right, you, the listener, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. I want to make sure you go to our Facebook page, like the show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback, comments, tell us who you want to hear from, tell us what music you want me to play. All right, at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website. If you missed the show, it's going to be on the website as soon as Oscar gets it to me. Remember, this is not a rehearsal, this is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Stay safe and have a great summer!
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off a lone ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.